Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at January 2024. We have finally made it into 2024. So happy new year. And we're going to take a look at each individual life path number, the forecast for January 2024. Before we get into that, though, if you haven't already watched or listened to your forecast for 2024, it is up on my YouTube channel and my podcast for each individual life path number. I highly suggest checking that out. Also, if you haven't already booked some time with me to have your own personal year ahead forecast completed or your numerology reading, I also highly suggest that. And you can book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. I would love to take a look and to work with you. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into the magic of this new year. Life path number two. So January is actually bringing forth the same energy that you were working with in December, which is your own energy, but also the vibration of the 11. So this month could be a bit of a continuation from what you saw sort of come up for you in December. So this could be in January a very highly sensitive period where you feel sort of the intuitive hits a little bit more, right? Where something might come up for you to make a decision about and you feel really pulled or called in one direction, but that might go against the grain and create like ruffle some feathers basically, right? And what you're being pushed to do with this 11-2 energy is to follow your intuition, to follow your inner guidance, to follow what inspires you, what lights you up, what feels sort of aligned with your heart center, right? So, and to do that sort of against the perhaps expectations or advice of others. And so sometimes that can be difficult for twos. So you may see that come up for you to sort of step into that vibration. There's also this call at this time for, again, leadership and decisiveness. And I really get this feeling of like leadership within your own life type thing. So again, you know, 11-2 energy, well, let's say two energy. Twos can be, especially early on, can be easily influenced by the outside, the external. And the reason for that is because it's a very like, it can be a very people-pleasing type of energy where you want harmony, you want balance, you want peace, right? And in order to get that, sometimes we feel like we've got to do what makes others comfortable or happy in order to maintain that peace, even if it goes against ourselves, even if it's self-sacrificing. And the reality is you're not meant to be self-sacrificing. You're not meant to sort of sacrifice what you need to make somebody else happy type thing. There's a way to maintain the peace, to be the one who harmonizes, to find common ground without losing yourself within a connection, within a situation. And so this energy is going to be assisting you in really stepping into how can you be decisive and a leader, even when it goes against what others would want for you to do, what others expect of you, you know, to do. And that can be uncomfortable and that can create some tension that would need to be worked through, right? But the ultimate piece here is that you need to keep coming back to the honesty with self of what is it that you want, what is it that is the best for you at this time in whatever the situation may be, and then having those very honest conversations with others and sort of break free from the people pleasing or the need, the feeling, the need to accommodate other people and losing yourself in that accommodation. The other thing with the 11-2 energy is it can bring up this very strong element of justice and fairness, right? Which is also a big piece of the two. So there may be some things where, you know, there's some injustice and you are bringing it to the table, you know, you're bringing solutions to the table to find justice for whatever that situation may be. It could be even something with a relationship. It could be something that maybe happened to you or a colleague in a work environment that needs to be addressed. And you may be the one who's coming to the table to address it. The beautiful thing about two energy and a lot of times with twos is that you are often gifted with the ability to sort of share your ideas in a way that are often well received, right? Like a lot of times with twos, it's sort of like Libra energy, where they make great, they can make great politicians because they could be, you know, giving a sort of the worst news possible, but they're able to do it in a way where others are able to sort of digest it and not get defensive. And it truly is a gift. So, and I'm not saying every two has that, but most twos do really have that unique ability to be able to share ideas in a way that others are able to, again, digest it without taking it personally or getting defensive. And that is such a beautiful energy. So for you, it becomes almost second nature to bring fairness and equity and justice to a situation. Your job is to just to be able to do that without losing yourself in that process, right? And to be able to take that leadership role in doing that without becoming biased and without, again, becoming so unbiased that you're losing your sense of self, right? So a lot of that could be coming up around January for you all. And it really likely could set the pace or the tone for the coming year for you. So pay attention to the themes that come in January, right? Because again, there could be an ongoing storyline here that will need your attention, and it will have an impact on how you show up to relationships, how you show up to your own needs and desires. So this can be a big pivotal month for you all. The other thing I would say that's interesting is you're working with Firefly energy for January. And so there's definitely something here about shining your inner light and sort of taking the stage and being potentially that, you know, the center of attention. But it's because you have something to say and others want to hear what you have to say, right? And the key for two energy is, again, to continue to find the middle ground, to find the balance, to find the harmony within a situation. And in order to do that, you not only need to take a closer look at all sides of the situation, but also your own side of the situation. And then how do you meet in the middle? How do you all come together? And that's what's so beautiful about two energy is you are naturally gifted with the ability to be able to do all this. Through trial and error, you will figure out what that looks like for you. And so you may see this month that some opportunities come in for you to sort of test it out, to try that. If you are a two who is sort of instigating or creating divisiveness or separation in any situation, you are out of balance with your two energy and you will feel the consequences of that and you will face the challenges. So you may see this month where it's indicated where it is that you need to be a little bit more unbiased, where it is that you need to be more about seeing all sides of a situation, not taking sides, but being the one who mediates, who harmonizes, who brings the balance. And that can be in home life, that can be in career, that can be in society, whatever. But the task of the two is to be that mitigator, the one who's going to, again, be the observer and take it all in and then decide what's the best solution that takes everybody into consideration. So big energy to start this year off. Not surprising, but yeah, it's going to be, of course, how you work with it and what you do with it. But you have the potential to really shine in such a beautiful, beautiful way this year. And so I hope that you'll take advantage of it. So I hope it's a great start to your 2024. So glad you're here with me. Take care, and I will see you again soon. Bye for now.